A couple of different ways on the B part as well, because I remember that the ending, the first ending that I played, going back to the in the B part. That's how I remember it, but it's not written that way, so I did it both ways. So where the repeat on the B part is the same, and it doesn't go back to, it doesn't resolve to the G, little G section there. I don't know if anybody else has that experience with that tune, but I kind of like going back to the, to that, you know. I kind of like the way it resolves that way better, but I didn't write it, so I'm just going by kind of memory and how it's written here. But it's a great tune. It's probably, I find it hard to believe that it's called the Nova Scotia, but
that's one I'm going to have to learn, because that's where I'm from.
Oh yeah, but you know what? To be honest with you, Debbie, I don't think it's. I think somebody put that name on it. no offense or anything, but you know, if you want to think of it that way, it's okay too. All right, what am I looking for now? Did we do the slide yet? I only have the one slide, yeah. Oh yeah, we did that already. We did the barn dances. Well, we're running out of tunes here. What was I thinking? I usually have more than enough. All right, so I've got one tune left, I think, in my list. And the tap room that we didn't do earlier.
No Harden Pipes.
Huh? Is there
no a Harden Pipes?
You want another hornpipe?
No, I know, I don't mind. No, I'm only just saying something.
I love hornpipes.
Have we done any jigs?
We've got, oh, you know what? The Old Grey Goose. Yeah. Let's do the tap room. Yeah, let's do the tap room. And then so we do the tap room. Let's go. We'll make it simple. Let's go into Cooley's after the tap room. Okay.